You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, in John 10:18, Jesus claims to have the power to raise himself from the dead. However, when we look at Acts chapter 2 verse 24, Peter says that God the Father raised him. Don't these texts contradict each other? Well, that's an interesting question there. Well, let's take a look at something. Now, the way in which the question is phrased does indeed make it appear as if the two texts are at odds with each other. However, let's take another look at what the Bible teaches about the agent responsible for the resurrection of Christ. You may be surprised to learn that the references to the agent of the resurrection occur a number of times in the New Testament and not just in John 10:18 and Acts chapter 2 verse 24. Now, when we look at these references, we see that in practically all cases, God the Father is identified as the agent of resurrection. Now, time won't allow us to go through each text, but I'm just going to give you the reference for some others. If you have a pen, you could just start writing. Acts chapter 3 verse 15, 4 verse 10, 10:40, 13:30 and 33, and 17 verse 31. Or in the writings of Paul, we have Romans 4:24, Romans 8:11, 1 Corinthians 6:14 and 15:55, 2 Corinthians 4:14, Galatians 1:1, Ephesians 1:20, Colossians 2:12, and 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10. And in other parts of the New Testament, we see God the Father being identified as the agent of Christ's resurrection in Hebrews 13:20 and 1 Peter 1 verse 21. Now, given the fact that the majority of biblical texts credit God the Father with the resurrection of Jesus, how are we to understand John chapter 10 verse 18? Now, let's take another look at the verse in the King James Version. It reads thus, "No man taketh it from me," and of course it refers to my life, "but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Now, reading on the surface, it is very easy to see how some may see a contradiction between what Acts 2:24 says and what is said here in John chapter 10, verse 18. But of course, we have already seen that Acts 2:24 is in line with the dominant teaching of the New Testament. Now, a question that can be raised here is this. If Jesus was the agent of his own resurrection, why is John the only biblical writer to mention it? Now, when we take a look at the verse in the original Greek, we soon discover that there are two major problems with the way in which this verse is usually understood when basing the interpretation on the King James Version. First is with the term that the King James Version translates power. The usual Greek term for power is dunamis, from which we get the English words dynamite or dynamic. However, when we look at the original Greek, we see that the word that Jesus uses is exousia, which is better translated authority. Now, unlike dunamis, or power which is inherent in a person, authority, exousia, must be granted. Jesus is not saying here that he was to maintain divine power as a dead man. His death was real. At the time that he was resurrected on that bright Sunday morning, God the Father would authorize him to live again. He had the authority, the exousia. Now, the second problem with the traditional understanding of the text lies with the word take. Now, reading from the King James Version, it would seem as if Jesus uses the same Greek word for take twice. However, this is far from the truth. Now, in the first reference, when he says, "No one takes my life," he uses the Greek verb airo, that's A-I-R-O, which has the meaning of taken against one's will. For instance, it's like a person seeing a bowl of apples in a room and taking one without asking, or the sense of someone being abducted. But we find that the second time that the word take is used, when Jesus says, "I have the power to take it again," he uses the word lambano, which is better translated receive. Now, you may be surprised to learn that the same Greek word lambano is used at the end of the verse when Jesus says, "This commandment I received from the Father." Now, using another apple analogy, lambano can be likened to when a person gives you an apple and you take it or receive it from them. In the second case, something must be given before it can be received. Now, as it pertains to the death and resurrection of Christ, Jesus' life would be taken by his Father in death, and at the resurrection, he was authorized to receive it again. Or, if you prefer, when the Father gave it back to him, he would be empowered to willingly take it. With this understanding, there is absolutely no contradiction between these texts. God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and because he lives, all who believe in him automatically receive the authority to be called the sons and daughters of God. And for that I say, hallelujah.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.